Hey, welcome to another episode of PMS Made Peaceful. If you haven't listened to the episode talking about change of name and some new things going on, I believe it's number 30. So go have a listen. But today I am sharing three natural solutions that you can be starting today, wherever you are in your cycle, that are going to help immensely with when you get to the premenstrual phase, when you're in the roller coaster, when the thoughts are coming in, when you're feeling bombarded. So many women are looking for natural, holistic ways that they can be implementing to help with the premenstrual phase, with the PMS, with the BMDD, whatever you want to call it, in that premenstrual phase, luteal phase. So these are three things you can be doing, like I said, today. And it's really that big picture forest view that, yes, you're doing the things when you're in the heat of the premenstrual roller coaster, but what are the things that you're doing every day throughout the rest of your cycle that is really going to help help take control of the premenstrual phase? So three natural solutions for helping with the premenstrual symptoms. Let's talk about it. Do you feel out of control from the spiraling emotions and negative thoughts that creep in every premenstrual phase? Do you wish you could feel like yourself again so you can be more emotionally present with your family? Are you searching for holistic wellness solutions to feel regulated and consistent? Hey friend, welcome to PMS Made Peaceful. I'm Loren, a nurse, wellness coach, mama, and Christ follower. For years, I also struggled to manage the debilitating thoughts and emotions that would bombard me in the week before getting my period. I felt like a failure as a friend and wife, that no matter what I did, I just couldn't get it together. When I started to work with my body and the natural rhythms that God had created me with, things started to shift. In this podcast, you'll learn wellness strategies for managing the premenstrual roller coaster, as well as how to actually implement the healthy habits you know help you feel better, all while doing it in a way that grows you closer to God and grounds your identity in Him. So, if you're ready to get started, take a deep breath, grab your coffee, and let's jump in. I wanted to take a minute just to talk about a free community that I have for women just like you who are wanting to find that calm and emotional regulation during their premenstrual phase and really just looking for support, validation, and a safe space to land, a safe and gentle space to land. So it's a free Facebook group. It's called PMS Made Peaceful, and it's where we talk about where we are in our cycles and what we're needing for that week. And like I said, it's really just a space to be real and authentic about what we're feeling and getting that support, because so many times, especially when we're in the heat of the premenstrual phase, we have our blinders on and it's hard to reach out. It's hard to know sometimes even what to ask for and how to ask for support. And so this is, it's just a space where we ask questions and check in and we pray for each other. I'm praying for the ladies who are in there. So if you want to join that community, I'd love for you to come on in. I'm going to put the link in the show notes and come on and join. Okay, let's jump into today's show. So three natural solutions for starting to beat the premenstrual symptoms, the PMS, mood swings, all the things that have to do with your emotions and thoughts and what comes and bombards you in the week before getting your period. For me, when I was in the heat of all the premenstrual anxiety and mental chaos and overwhelm, I would often just get so overwhelmed with all the things I thought I needed to do in order to feel better. I would think, well, I can do this, but then that means I have to do this. And then, oh, I got to do that. And, oh, I should probably buy a membership. And then it's just like, you just get so overwhelmed. And it often just made me not do anything and end up on the couch, on my phone, not go outside, eat just more sugar, eat more chocolate, whatever it was that just made me feel better in that moment. But it would get really overwhelming really fast. And so these are three things that's kind of just like, hey, I'm going to do this. Okay, I'm going to do this. And once you are implementing them in your life and doing them every day and getting used to them, it's just going to become more second nature. And so when you do get to the premenstrual phase, it's not like, what the heck do I do now? It's like, oh, I know what I need to do. I know what are the things that help me feel better. So the three things that I'm going to talk about that natural solutions to start with. One, drink more water. First one, you're going to get outside. Then number two, you're going to drink more water. And then number three, you're going to eat fiber. So let's dive into all three of those. So first one, you're going to get outside. So what's so important about getting outside? So fresh air, sunlight, just having a different space, especially a natural space close by trees, rivers, even just grass, something different than the kind of the stale air that can be inside your house. I know my air is stale, so it's going to really help with that emotional regulation. And we know that so much of what premenstrual mood swings and just feeling emotionally irregulated, a lot of it comes down to imbalances in the body or sensitivities to the hormones. And so if we can find a solution for a natural solution for bumping up the hormones, the good hormones like serotonin, and it doesn't require medication, why not do it? So that's really what outside is all about, is like most of the time, not all the time, if you're outside, you're probably moving, but maybe you're not. And maybe you're just sitting outside and that's okay too. But even that's releasing endorphins in your body if you're walking. So it's really just kickstarting these happy hormones inside of our body. So many antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications are like serotonin, giving synthetic serotonin into your body or allowing the brain space to receive more serotonin through the receptors. And so if we're able to do that naturally through just getting outside and getting sunlight into our eyes so that the serotonin can start getting going, then yeah, that's the first place to start. So what does it look like? Like I said, it can be going for a walk. It can be going moving, but it could also just start by sitting on your deck, sitting on stairs, or having a chair outside where you're just literally outside. And that in and of itself is a beautiful therapy. It's just getting outside and doing those small things. So I would really encourage you to try to do that once a day, every day. Just get outside, whether it's for a walk or just sitting and letting the sunlight come on your eyes, the fresh oxygen get into your nose, and yeah, it's gonna help. So that's number one. Number two, you're gonna drink water. So many feelings of anxiety, depression, the mood swings are related to being dehydrated, not having enough water in our system. And if you really think about it, water is like the chemical compound is H2O. So that means you're getting oxygen from water. And our cells need oxygen to survive and to thrive. So if you think of it, when we're breathing, or when we're not breathing, sorry, we're not going to be doing so well because we're not getting oxygen. That seems kind of like a no-brainer. Like, I need to breathe in order to feel good. And it's similar to water. Water is one of those things that it's almost like giving little sips of water to every cell, every organ, every part of your body, and it's just going to light your body up. And so if we're not consistently drinking water throughout the day, we can go through these like anxious thoughts. Our brain is just not going to be functioning properly. We're going to be having the anxiety fog. And so one way just to avoid doing that is to consistently be drinking water, not coffee, not pop, not even milk. Some people just drink milk all the time. Drinking water, and sure, you can add electrolytes into there, but also be aware of like what else is in those electrolyte powders. There's lots of sugar in them too. So if you're not like really, really dehydrated, try just doing water, and maybe water with some lemon or lime or oranges or cucumber, just to kind of infuse some more flavor into your water. So where to start with that? My suggestion is have a water bottle and bring that water bottle with you everywhere. You go outside, you go for a walk, bring your water bottle with you. You go to the grocery store, bring your water bottle with you. There's so many times when I have gotten so thirsty and I'm so thankful that I have my water bottle with me. Like I literally bring it everywhere with me. Even when my husband and I got married, on our table, it was just the two of us, sweetheart table, we had our water bottle and Nalgene's just sitting right up there with us because it's like, we need hydration. So get a water bottle and bring it with you everywhere. It's going to be your new best friend, really. So that is number two, drink more water. Number three is eat fiber. And why do we need fiber? Fiber is one of those things, it's what bulks up the poop, and poop is what gets all the toxins, all the excess hormones, all the xenoestrogens out of our bodies. And what are xenoestrogens? That's just fake estrogen that we have accumulated from food that we've eaten, our environment, beauty products, plastic. Like, it's basically, we're all probably in some kind of like estrogen dominance, to be real, because there's a lot of excess hormones all around us. So when we have fiber, it's like a sponge and it just absorbs all those toxins and gets them out of our bodies. And so, and then that's what comes out of the body through the bum. So we need to be eating fiber. And like I said, that's kind of like a big picture approach. It's not necessarily like in the moment, like, oh, if I get more fiber, I'm going to feel 100% better. But the killing two birds with one stone approach here is often when we are hungry or our blood sugar is off, we're also going to be feeling those feelings, those anxious feelings, overthinking, like our minds are going to be swirling. So if we can have a snack that has fiber in it, has some protein, something that's going to be giving us nutrients, then that's just like a quick win right there. So what I recommend is carrots with hummus, apples with peanut butter. So you're kind of getting the carb, you're getting the protein as well. Add some water in there. It can be some fruit with a nut butter. There's different options, but you don't want to just focus on the sugary things. Even like sometimes smoothies, they're great, but they can, depending on what you have in it, I guess that's really what it comes down to. But sometimes those spike your blood sugar as well and don't make you feel better. So that's a little side note. But moral of the story is, once you can add more fiber into your system through carrots, through apples, through, there's lots of different vegetables, nuts that you can be eating, that's going to help long term with liver detoxification. The liver is where the hormones are released, is where, it's the organ that helps with detoxifying out excess hormones. So it's going to help with your liver health, and liver health is really optimal, or needs to be optimal, for reproductive health as well. So that is the importance of fiber. So let's recap all those 3 points. So the first one is, you're going to get outside and just get that serotonin moving through sunlight in your eyes, fresh air, oxygen. Number two, drink more water. So getting that little oxygen cups of water to every cell, every organ. And how you can start doing that is just get a water bottle and bring it with you everywhere. And lastly is, get your crunch on, get some fiber going in your body, and eat the whole fruits, eat the whole vegetables, so you can have that fiber to help with detoxifying the liver, getting those excess estrogen hormones out, but also those quick wins of like, hey, like I'm probably hungry. I need just something in my body right now, and it's going to help regulate your blood sugar as well, and then regulate your mood as well. So those are the three natural solutions that I have. You can play around with them, figure out how that works best for you. But those are three habits you can just be doing all cycle long, and it's going to really help in the premenstrual phase when you are more prone to the mood swings and feeling more out of control with your thoughts and emotions. What are the simple, natural things that you can be doing that you're adding to your coping toolbox that you can just whip out, and you don't have to think about it too hard when you're in the heat of the premenstrual phase. So let me know what you think about those, and I hope they can help you out wherever you are in your cycle today. All right, take care. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts? I love hearing from you, and it's really the best way for me to know if you are liking the show. Also, if you want to keep this conversation going and join a community of women just like you, come join the free PMS May Peaceful Facebook group. Okay, I'll meet you back here for the next episode. In the meantime, let's get outside for a walk and some fresh air. All right, take care.